And welcome to Francophiles.
My name is Camila, and I'll be your host. As you can most likely tell by now, I'm American. My work here at the embassy, like that of many of my colleagues, is to build bridges between French and American cultures. You'll often hear us asking on this podcast, well, what about France? We ask this because our goal is to explore with you the secrets of diplomacy and to help you discover the rich and fascinating work that we do here at the embassy.
Today, we continue our series on daily life here at the Embassy, and we're going to explain to you some of the things that you might not know about our activities, our services to the public, our diplomatic missions, and our habits. In short, we're going to give you an insider look into what's going on at the French Embassy. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that comes up a lot and that we've gotten a lot of questions about, and that is the consulate. So we realized that there are some things that are fairly clear to us that might not be so clear to everyone else from the outside perspective. So we asked around and we gathered some clues, including talking to our colleagues on the ground in the consulate here in Washington, D.C., in order to give you a better sense of what a consulate is and what a consulate does in general. Since ancient Greek times, some citizens were in charge of the protection of their city from a nearby city, in order to defend the interests of the great trade powers of that time, Venice, Genoa, Barcelona, and Marseille. They also held some legal authority. The French consuls initially ruled under naval authority. They were attached to the navy and officially gained some prerogatives, but also some duties. They were in charge of naval regulations and for the protection of French interests, including trade interests and the interests of French people abroad. Gradually, they were appointed beyond the Mediterranean Sea, in Europe, and soon enough in North America after U.S. independence. After the French Revolution, consuls were definitively attached to our own Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So, how about today? What does a consulate do exactly? Well, that depends a lot on the specific consulate and its means. The consul, and by extension the consulate, keeps records of French nationals in their area and registers them. French nationals are not obliged to register with the consulate, but it is within their interests to do so. Our colleagues at the consulate here in Washington, D.C. detailed to us the great number of responsibilities of the consulate beyond keeping record of French citizens. They're responsible for vital statistics, issuing passports and ID cards, military enrollment, legalizing and certifying French documents, preparing powers of attorney for voting purposes, and organizing elections. The consulate also ensures protection of French citizens who are found in emergency situation. When French citizens are arrested or detained abroad, a consular officer will visit them in prison. They also provide support for repatriation and give subsidies or scholarships to French citizens who are in need. The consulate also has legal and maritime powers. In case of a catastrophe or natural disaster or local crisis that might affect French nationals, the consulate is the point of contact working alongside local authorities. But beyond these general facts, there's some confusion that can sometimes occur, and we wanted to clear a few things up. Firstly, that honorary consuls are just like a consul general. This is wrong. Actually, an honorary consul is a French or a local national who's chosen from the local community for their good standing within the community and their local involvement. They carry out their duties on a volunteer basis and depend on support from the consulate. They assist French people in cooperation with the consulate for a closer and more immediate relationship with the community and with local authorities. Here's an interesting example. Once there was a ship that was at port in an island that was transporting a French truck that caught on fire. The truck had to be offloaded, and the driver had to wait 2 days for a new truck to come in from France. The problem was that the merchandise that was being carried by that truck was, in fact, no less than 50 live cows. But thanks to the honorary consul, who was well known on the island and had good connections within the local community, our 50 French cows were able to rest and, more importantly, to be milked. Imagine what would have happened if we had had to do it ourselves. Second, the consulate is an international zone and benefits from diplomatic immunity. This is partly true. It does benefit from consular immunity, which protects consular officers, buildings, furniture, and archives, giving them a general sanctity, which means that belongings cannot be searched or seized. This does not extend to personal residences. Local authorities, however, cannot request information from the database of French citizens abroad. These relations are ruled over by the Vienna Convention. Third, celebrities or presidents do not need visas. This is not true. Unless they're traveling for tourism on a short period of time, they do need a visa and they have to apply for it. The head of the visa department signed both President Obama and President Trump's visas, as well as those of their spouses, for official visits to France. It may be no secret to you that Wes Anderson is filming in Angoulême. The consulate also issued visas to his American crew. So I hope this has given you a better sense of what a consulate does, what the consulate's areas of expertise are, and how they differ from an embassy. To read more about the different departments of the consulate, events, and roles of your local consulate, visit our website, franceintheus.org. You can also visit the website of the consulate here in Washington, D.C. at washington.consulfrance.org. If you liked this podcast and want to know more, learn more on our website, franceintheus.org. Don't hesitate to share with us your thoughts on our podcast and what you'd like to hear more about from us. You can let us know through the comments section on our website or at info@amberfrance-us.org.